WWE crowned a new champion on Sunday night at Money in the Bank. Actually, two in one night. And after Tuesday's blockbuster suspension, maybe we have a better idea why. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Podzilla 1985 fans. This is Pro Wrestling Unscripted with me, your host, Shannon Young, and my co-host, as always, Asa Gray.
That's me.
And Ali Hebert.
Hello.
Ethan Craig Miles in the Peanut Gallery playing Devil May Cry, doing a damn fine job of it, too. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, Asa.
Yes.
High energy.
Woo!
We talked to kind of tease it there at the opening. We mentioned it last night on the show on Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man, which, by the way, I want to send a shout out to, and I don't have the name here. I'm going to find the name. Asa, you stall for a second.
It's stalling. What? Why am I supposed to stall? This isn't wrestling related. Awful. This is a botch.
What?
You're botching.
This is bad.
Is there a botchamania for podcasts?
You people are terrible.
Well, Dalton's not here this week.
Yeah. Joshua Shinfield. Joshua Shinfield. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. One of our fans from Canada, who we were recently introduced to, he left a comment on last night's show. He enjoyed it. I want to say a special shout out to him and everyone else that listens to the show and likes to comment on our Facebook page, which you can look us up on, you know, Podzilla 1985, or go to Podzilla1985.com. You can find our Twitters on there if you want to get in touch with us. Cody always puts his at the show description, which is a good idea, which I've never done. Need to ask Cody if that actually helps.
It's almost like he's a professional.
Almost like he does this for a living. We don't, which is why I just spent 2 minutes stalling when I was introing the show. Back to the important thing. We teased it last night that there was a major announcement, a major suspension in World Wrestling Entertainment, and it is truly a doozy. This is one of those times where it's not a letdown when you find out who it was. Roman Reigns, the golden child of WWE, suspended for 30 days for his first wellness violation. And I don't think they've announced what it was.
No.
That he was
Which
suspended
they usually
for.
Don't. No. Like, that's probably something that we'll never find out unless...
It probably has to do with HIPAA.
With what?
HIPAA.
What is HIPAA?
Hippocratic Oath.
It has to do with the information, medical information that you can release and to who.
Gotcha. So when Homer Simpson made the joke on The Simpsons the one time about, remember your hippopotamus oath, that's what he was trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never got that joke until just now.
Really?
No, I didn't know anything about it. That's one of the few things I'm just completely clueless about. So thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the input.
Cool rockers.
Stop it.
So yeah, Roman Reigns suspended. They announced it on WWE.com on Tuesday after they've already booked the match for Battleground on Monday with Reigns versus Rollins versus Ambrose, the Shield triple threat match.
And according to Meltzer, they knew the suspension was coming before Sunday. Even.
I read that as well. Yeah.
That this was not a, I mean, I'm sure it was a surprise, but they made that match official. They booked the Sunday match knowing that a suspension was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a smart move? That's not a smart move. I don't care how you chop this up because, from what I understand, Roman Reigns will not be on television for the next 30 days. This is not one of those things. Yeah. He's not going to be on any backstage segments. Apparently they had an option to write him out with an angle. They chose not to.
Yeah. Like, if they know that he's going to be suspended, but they're still going to have him in the match, I don't understand how you don't have him. I think it was Meltzer talked about how, why does he not just like go berserk, attack a bunch of refs,
get suspended.
Shane McMahon has to suspend him.
A la Brock Lesnar.
Like they did for the build up to Roadblock when Dean Ambrose took over his feud with Triple H, where he had to have surgery, where there was just a massive beatdown. Like something happened to him. They write him out as an injury angle. And then let the suspension go. But Monday's going to be real interesting to see if they acknowledge it at all. Or if they just do, I think it was either Cody or Hunter said, just do the Undertaker build where Seth and Dean carry the build for the match. And then Roman just shows up to wrestle and probably win.
I cannot believe that they are going to have him win. I cannot because, if you go to WWE.com, I was just on the page. I don't know if it changed just now or if maybe they have one of those things that it goes through different headlines.
Yeah.
But one of the headlines said the main event you've been waiting for, Triple Threat, Shield, Ambrose versus Reigns versus Rollins.
As of the SmackDown taping, it was still
Still the triple threat match.
Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't change it on SmackDown.
I cannot believe that they would let Roman Reigns stay in this match, that they would book it this way. Why not go with Ambrose versus Rollins for Battleground? Do an angle.
Because that feud was amazing.
It was.
That with that last year, whenever Rollins was the champion and Dean just kept...
All right, playing armchair booker for a second, because this makes the most sense. What you do is, and Hunter right now somewhere is thinking the same thing, I think, because we usually have the same wavelength. You have Reigns on Raw, throw a fit, like you said, beat up some refs, get suspended for 30 days. While that's going on, Rollins says, I already beat you for the title multiple times. I defended against you. I could beat you again. I want my rematch right now. They book it for Battleground. Rollins loses to Ambrose for one reason or another. Maybe have Reigns come out and interfere because his suspension will be over by the time Battleground happens.
Yeah.
And then you set up for SummerSlam, the big triple threat match. And now you have not only 2 months of buildup, but you explain away Roman Reigns during this, because I highly doubt they're going to acknowledge on television that their golden boy is out for a wellness violation. I don't believe that they'll do it because. Yeah. The kids out there that they're selling the promo stuff to, the merchandise, not a lot of them go to WWE.com. They don't watch SportsCenter and see Jonathan Coachman talking about this. Yeah. So unless it happens on Raw, they're not going to know that it happened.
Yeah. And so that, and yeah, that's why I don't think they're going to mention it at all. I don't, like, I really don't. I think it's just, they, whoever said it was right, that he's just going to ghost himself into the match. They're not going to explain away his absence.
And that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible on so many levels.
And I mean, it is like on the one hand, it is nice to see an actual major star that the company is very invested in and very behind still be for the rules to be applicable.
Yeah.
Like, he still has to, you know, he's being punished. Like, this is an actual, like, for all the stuff about, well, the wellness tests are easy to pass, or, you know, they don't really test the top guys. Like, it's interesting to see that. But at the same time, like, minus these 30 days, it doesn't seem like there is any sort of it very much doesn't feel like there's going to be any sort of
explanation.
Not explanation, like, there's penalty. Like, there's not going to be any real repercussions.
Well, that's why I feel like if they have him win the title of Battleground, one, I think even if before he got suspended, let's say this was their plan, was to put the title on Ambrose and then have Reigns win it back at Battleground. That's just a bad plan anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
The only reason I see them taking the title off Reigns like they did was because of the wellness violation, because I am a firm believer that they have teased Reigns with the championship so many times that you need to just let him have it and do what he's going to do with it. The only thing is, maybe they've lost faith in him and they've decided, okay, it's not going the way we thought. Pull the title off of him for real this time. Let's give Ambrose a try. But you and I both know.
Yeah, but it's Vince. So.
It's Vince. That's not what happened. Allie, let me ask you, because you have a good feel when it comes to children. What kind of message does it send to kids? Well, and I say that because you know, she teaches children in church.
Just ask the question.
Okay. If they put the title on Roman Reigns at Battleground, what kind of message does that send to kids? Hey, screw up and be rewarded. Am I reading too much into that?
I mean, you're not, but they're getting that message everywhere.
So why should WWE be any different?
Literally, that message is in almost everything. They will see it in school with teachers. They will see it everywhere. It's not, that doesn't mean that's what WWE should do, but if they are going to do the thing where he just kind of pops back in, the kids aren't going to know.
They're not.
So.
And not care either.
Yeah. It's going to be the people that go online know that he's suspended and
the smarks. Like us.
Yeah.
Well, like me and Asa. You're not a smark. You're somewhere between Mark and pleb.
What? I don't think that's a real word.
It's not.
It's the what happens on Raw will be interesting to see, because apparent from the SmackDown report that I read, they didn't acknowledge it at all.
Same. Yeah, but they won't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Aaron Picard, I saw on Twitter, said that Roman Reigns just new-jacked his run.
No.
He new-jacked his popularity. I don't agree with that either.
Vince is too stubborn, and they've already invested way too much time that anything short of actually new-jacking someone, like, he's pretty set. Like, some people were like, okay, well, this might have just bumped him down from, instead of him being the new Cena, now he's the new Orton. Hmm. Because Orton has how many, like, he has at least two offenses, I think three.
I think someone mentioned that one of them was, like, grandfathered in, and I think that's true, that one was basically forgiven under the new policy.
Yeah.
But he's on his last strike. I do believe you're right.
Yeah.
And there is a precedent set for people that were in high positions, no pun intended, and then hit their wellness violation and were punished for it. I know we talked the other day with Dalton about RVD, Rob Van Dam, who was, despite how you guess he was going to be booked, because we both know there was no way in hell they were going to run with RVD as their world guy, as their championship
face
guy.
Of the company for any extended period of time.
But there's also, I think, you can't really argue the fact that his DUI, I don't know if it was a DUI or what, he and Sabu
DUI got pulled over.
Yeah. And they immediately took the titles off of him.
Yeah.
And he never really got the same shake in the company. Sabu was pretty much gone at that point, too. Like, they were both pushed way down. Jack Swagger got the DUI publicly. Ruined his WrestleMania. He's never recovered. I mean, he had the great We the People angle.
Yeah.
But he's not world championship material anymore. Nowhere near it.
Right. And it's one of those things where you look at the guys, like the one that I would say would be closest other than RVD and Randy Orton would be William Regal, because he was the GM of Raw. He was the number one contender. King of the Ring. Like, he was getting pushed hard.
Yeah.
In that feud against Triple H, got suspended, and he went back to being GM. Never was in the world title picture again.
Well for himself.
He's done amazing for himself. But it's just like that was his. You know, as heartbreaking as it is, because he's always been a favorite of mine.
Same.
Did
you see, off topic just for a second, did you see the picture today of him in the performance center with Tajiri?
The one that I sent?
Did you send that?
Yeah.
With the great
caption of yesterday, unhappy. And he looks just like worried, and Tajiri looks exactly like Tajiri did in 2002.
They both look
with that devious, like almost like Asuka smile of just, this is creepy. I'm unsettled, but I'm so happy to see it.
They've aged well.
They really have.
As opposed to Lex Luger, who I believe is 42.
Is he that young?
No.
I was going to say, that can't be right.
Looks just awful is what he does. I agree that it's going to be interesting, this build up to Battleground, to see what happens with Roman Reigns. But you probably already heard it. Once again, let us state the facts, is that Roman Reigns suspended for 30 days for his first wellness violation. He did send out a tweet.
Which, that was really weird too, because not only did he get to send me, like, he sent out the statement, they published it on the article on WWE.com.
Which I'm looking at right now.
And they've never done that before.
Well, it's not an angle.
No, it's clearly not an angle. Because they used, Joe Inouye.
Yeah.
Or I don't know how to say his
name. I was going to try, but then I saw it and I was like, I'm going to butcher it. Because I butchered Shinfield. I'm not going to get that one.
So he got to make his statement just in. It was just some basic apology for...
Actually, I have it right here. It says, I apologize to my family, friends, and fans for my mistake in violating WWE's wellness policy. No excuses. I own it.
Which, and with the way the wellness policy is, this could just have been a mistake. Mm-hmm. He might have taken a substance that he didn't realize was on the banned substance list. He could have taken a substance that had been previously okayed, but it was like, I read somewhere, like, it might have been another Meltzer thing, but talking about how if it was tainted with something, then that will come up on a test. So it's, unless they come out and say, like, well, this is what happened, it was a mistake, or he knowingly was taking a substance that's forbidden. It's all speculation.
Yeah, we have no idea how bad it is.
Yeah.
The obvious speculation that I've read all over the internet is that it's steroids.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what...
And that's one of
that's the first thing if you're a wrestling fan or if you watch wrestling or whatever, the first thing, or critics especially of wrestling, anytime something goes wrong in wrestling, the very first thing they point to is steroids. Yeah. When Chris Benoit murdered his family.
It was roid rage.
Roid rage. Even though it was proven it wasn't roid rage, they ran with it like a...
One of the times I've thought the most of Kevin Nash was when he was on Fox News and just totally obliterated that anchor talking about roid, like, that was just blatantly saying it was roid rage and everybody's on steroids, and he just...
Because that's a stupid statement.
Yeah.
There are so many tests that they do for these things now, and this is, if it was steroids, I have to believe that, especially a guy like Roman Reigns, who's in the top position, who knows that he's on a slippery slope because the fans aren't buying into it, but they're still pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that if he screws up, it could be bad. So I refuse to believe that he would purposely do something that
knowingly,
he could get caught for.
Knowingly do something.
So I hope to think that this is just a mistake. This was just an accident. He's taking the suspension. He'll be back.
Like, and we talked about on that with Adam Rose, like, at the same time, it's hard to really kind of take the suspension seriously. Like, should he have that one strike over his head if it was like a mistake type deal? I mean, yeah, I guess it would, it makes it to where they need to be as careful as possible with supplements and things like that. But yeah, unless you said with the HIPAA laws, they blatantly come out and say it was a misunderstanding, this is what happened. But if that happens, then wouldn't you think they would just reinstate him?
You would.
And strike it from the record.
Yeah.
That's what I hope would happen. If it's a legitimate mistake.
I mean, you have to assume there's a lot more that goes on that we don't know about of laws. Like, we don't know what all is in the wellness policy and what all will get you.
And I've said before, I think we said this during the Rose show, mm-hmm. Well, not the Rose show, but when we talked about him, is that they should open the doors a little bit more on what that wellness policy includes. Yeah. Because it's not like, and maybe I'm wrong. Cody, if I'm wrong, let me know, because you're going to be the guy that knows. The regular sports, baseball, football, basketball, the testing that they do for these kind of things, is that known? Is it known what they test for?
I don't know.
I don't know. I watch wrestling, not sports.
The main issue is that everyone hears violation in the wellness policy and they just assume the easiest thing of steroids or drugs.
Right.
Whenever there could be a vast number of reasons that you could violate it.
The only thing we really know is that spice or synthetic weed is a strike and a violation, and regular weed is a fine, because Paul London made that real clear.
Okay. Can I tell a quick story?
No.
Quick story.
Moving on.
About drug abuse. There's a guy that comes into the store at 709 Broadway, Gaming Grounds, for all your gaming needs. You can pre-order the new Pokemon games there. And this guy, we call him Laptop Guy. You know Laptop Guy.
Yes.
He came in today and he asked about weed laws. And he was asking about marijuana and what do you think about them legalizing it in Missouri? And I told him about all these things. He said, well, if it's not illegal anymore, does that mean I can go to work high? And I told him no, because they're open door policies. They can fire you for whatever reason. And he then mentioned, if they legalize, I'm going to be high all the time. Then he asked me if I'd hire him. He asked me for a job.
He actually first asked, hey, you should hire me. And then it was like, so I would get high all the time.
He went into a rant about how he just smoked weed all the time. He's really chill. He's chill when he's high.
Super chill.
That's all. That's all I want to say.
I remember having to threaten to kick him out because he was making crank phone calls sitting in the back.
I remember that. Yeah.
Loser.
All right. So Roman Reigns was the most shocking suspension of the week, but he wasn't the only one.
No.
Less shocking and yet more disappointing.
I mean, I would say it's shocking, but
I don't know. Let me read. All right, I'll read the article. This is straight from WWE.com mm-hmm. because they have to post these things because they know better now.
Yep.
Jerry Lawler was arrested at his home Friday morning by the Shelby County Sheriff's Office in Memphis, Tennessee, because he's the king of Memphis. According to a police report, Lawler and his girlfriend, by the way, Jerry Lawler, 66, girlfriend Lauren McBride, 27, just remember that, were taken into custody and booked on alleged charges of domestic abuse, bodily harm, a misdemeanor. WWE has zero tolerance for matters involving domestic violence, and per our policy, Jerry Lawler has been suspended indefinitely following his arrest. So Jerry Lawler, for all intents and purposes, gone from WWE after years and years of service.
I don't think this is one that'll stick. His version of the story that I saw was she got real drunk and confrontational. That's just one side of the story.
Right.
If it turns out, no charges are filed and, everything gets swept under the rug, I think it'll be maybe a 60-day suspension or if it turns out that, no, he's actually just kind of a
wife beater,
a dick, then they'll give him his Hall of Fame spot in a podcast.
Are you talking about me?
Yes. You have the Hall of Fame. You have the WWE Hall of Fame, and you did that podcast with AJ Styles on Monday.
Okay, it was a Stone Cold joke. Very good.
It was a Stone Cold
good,
joke,
good.
Because Stone Cold beat his wife.
Yeah,
a lot.
That was before they knew
that was before it was wrong to beat women.
No, you know what it is? What it legitimately is? That was before they were a publicly traded company.
Yes, it was.
That is the exact reason.
100%.
Yeah, if they weren't a publicly traded company right now, nobody would be suspended for anything. Everybody gets a free ride at WWE.
Yep.
This something similar happened to Kevin Nash years ago with his son.
It was his son. His son just went nuts and beat on Nash and his wife.
Which, by the way, Kevin Nash, if you don't know who he is, you should. Diesel.
If you're listening to this show, you know who Kevin Nash is.
And he's 7 foot tall.
Can't teach that.
You can't teach it. He's a huge guy. No one's just going to go up and beat on Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
So the fact that he was beaten shows to me that he let his son get the licks in because he didn't want to fight back.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
No, yeah. So, I mean, it's one of the – and Kevin Nash was brought back to the company because it was revealed that he was the victim in it. And but it's there's just that blanket, the domestic abuse word got thrown out, so
right.
You're suspended. It's not without pay, I would imagine. And it's once it gets cleared up, then – a time frame will be added to it, or they'll just bring him back right away.
Right.
So it's unless it turns out that no, he was the aggressor and he actually did this, nothing really is gonna come from it other than we are saved from hearing that old senile nope, never mind. It's fine. It's fine. Never come back though. Never come back.
I wouldn't be upset if he didn't come back. The last time I liked Jerry Lawler was when he was with Jim Ross. I stand by, and I don't know if you agreed with me on it or not. I think Jerry Lawler in his prime during Memphis as a heel was great.
As a wrestler, yes.
He's a fantastic promo.
I've always disliked him on commentary.
I never understood the appeal.
The only good thing the only good thing King did on commentary was have that heart attack, which forced heel Cole to go away.
That's true. And again, kudos to Michael Cole for being a true professional during all of that.
Yeah. Like that was
did a great job.
Right.
I also thought Jerry Lawler did a great job with his run, even though he had no right to be there, honestly, at that age, in that position. His feud with The Miz, all of that stuff. Because you have to know, one, Jerry Lawler didn't come up with the idea. He was told, this is what you're going to do. And I thought he made the best of it. Of course, he could have said no.
Yeah, he absolutely could have said no. And
but could he have said no?
And I don't think that the King of, at the time, 60-year-old
no.
announcer should not have been the lead-in feud against the new unproven world champion going into WrestleMania, who is facing the face of the company.
Unless he would have absolutely destroyed him.
And he didn't.
He really didn't. They actually had a competitive match, which probably led to him almost dying.
No. If you listen to him, it was Dolph Ziggler. That was Ziggler's fault.
You said that Dolph Ziggler distracted Rusev on main event and Zack Ryder won. That was a joke, right?
I don't think so.
We'll get into that later. So Jerry Lawler also suspended, but Jerry Lawler suspended indefinitely. Yep. Like Asa said, if it turns out that this is all just BS, he'll be back eventually. Like we hope, never mind.
You're using that we real strong.
By we, I mean me and my inner child who still loves Hulk Hogan. I stand by my defense that if Hulk Hogan is suspended and blacklisted, you still have the Iron Sheik on your website, but you don't. You have a zero tolerance policy. Bull.
You're
bunch of hypocrites.
You're entirely right.
Yeah,
like you were 100% correct in that.
And I don't mean that as in, well, bring Hogan back because that's only fair. No, I just want you to boot Iron Sheik off too. Guy is a disgrace.
Like
to
I
wrestling.
Said, I would. I mean, you know, I wouldn't agree with just bringing Hogan back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's absolutely hypocritical that you give out the Warrior Award every year at WrestleMania. But we've talked about that
to death. Yeah.
The main event this week. Zack Ryder defeated WWE United States Champion Rusev in a non-title match. Dolph Ziggler was talking to Lana, leading to Rusev getting distracted.
That is one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life, and I've listened to the Birdemic song over and over and
because
over.
Because we've seen that feud. We know how that feud goes.
Not only that, but you already have him in a feud with Titus O'Neil.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's a good feud, but it's a feud.
It seems to be, like, I honestly really think it's just gonna do, their secondary champions can't just get one-on-one feuds anymore. It has to be some sort of multi-man
triple threat,
match.
Four-man. Yeah.
And especially, and now with The Miz filming, the Marine 90.
12.
Yeah. That the United States Championship is the one that is televised now.
I'm actually excited about the new Marine movie because it's a crossover with The Land Before Time.
They actually are making a new one this year.
What, The Land Before Time?
Yeah.
I know you're not joking.
I know.
Like, I know you're serious right now.
It was the first one since, like, 2007, so, I mean, it's about
time. I'm going to check your math on that.
It's about time.
There was one really good Land Before Time movie, and it was called The First One.
I was going to say, it's called The Land Before Time.
So we're going to go into the Money in the Bank results here. I'm sure you guys already know about it, but Dean Ambrose, we're going to skip everything else because I can't think of, honestly, anything that happened that was of value. Natalya turned on Becky Lynch.
Natalya turned heel. Titus O'Neil kissed his son on the mouth.
Stop it!
New Day retained.
Stop it.
New Day retained.
I remember when Titus O'Neil kissed him on his mouth. At first, I thought it was his wife. And I thought his wife is very young and ugly. For a woman.
Don't feel the need to just yell, it's his son! It's his son!
Not a whole lot, really. Rusev retained over Titus. New Day won, which a lot of
none of us expected that.
AJ Styles beat John Cena.
I guess we can jump into that first before we talk about Dean Ambrose, because they did follow that up on Raw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At Money in the Bank, John Cena did lose to AJ Styles,
mm-hmm.
which we all actually probably didn't. We pretty much say, yeah, AJ's probably going to win it, but it's going to be either he's going to get the clean victory. And
pretty
then
sure
the,
I said John
feud.
Cena would, like, I did really terrible. But which is good because we didn't write anything down, so
no,
prove it. Yeah,
go back and listen to the show.
Yeah, don't. If there's some way. No, yeah. The consensus was AJ Styles was going to. He would win in some sort of shady fashion,
right.
The club interference or cheating, something like that.
Which, and that's exactly what happened. The club came out and they
after ref bump.
You can just see the crowd groan. I hear them groan when the ref got bumped too.
And I love the fact that this is the same move that Roman Reigns kicked out on top of like 16 other things.
I was just about to say that. So John Cena, who do you think they have more faith in over at WWE land? John Cena still or Roman Reigns? Do they really see Roman Reigns as the successor to John Cena and that's how they pushed him? Because Roman Reigns took every special move the club had plus like 5 Styles clashes and a bunch of chair shots and still kicked out. John Cena took one finisher from the club and was done.
Yeah.
Either you're booking John Cena terribly, you're booking Roman Reigns too well, or you forgot
both.
that's how you booked the previous
match.
Oh,
it's absolutely forgot. They don't remember anything. Yeah.
That's terrible. Like, that is just terrible.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Oh, they can.
And they do.
And they do constantly.
But that is so ridiculous. Now, what am I supposed to believe? That Roman Reigns truly is a god? Well, oh wait, he lost to Seth Rollins.
No, it's just Roman Reigns was bitten by a radioactive Superman.
A radioactive John Cena. So, AJ Styles wins. They followed it up on Raw with an angle where AJ Styles made the club. Did you see this?
Yeah, I think that was right before I left.
Yeah, he made the club apologize for what they did. And
their heartfelt apology was hilarious.
Heel AJ Styles is pretty good.
Oh yeah, no, it's
smarmy AJ Styles is my favorite AJ Styles. John Cena fought, I think it was Carl Anderson.
Gallows. Or Anderson.
It was Anderson.
Yeah.
And put him down pretty quick, as you would expect.
Shocker.
Who would have known? They come out for the beatdown. The feud continues. You're guaranteed that John Cena will beat AJ Styles in the long run.
He'll beat all three of them in a handicap match at some point.
I didn't want to say that.
If Roman Reigns can beat all four members of the League of Nations.
Well, didn't John Cena beat the entire roster once?
Him and Randy Orton did.
Yes.
I remember that because that actually had the really cool Cena threw whoever it was, jobber number 32B, and Orton caught him in the RKO. That was just a neat spot.
Did he then do the thing where he jumped up and did the split kick and started pumping his fist in the air?
I wish.
That's fantastic. That's my favorite Orton. Also at Money in the Bank. No.
Dean Ambrose.
Was there anything else?
Not really.
Fans, it's not that
Breeze Dango lost to...
Oh, okay.
Golden Truth.
And why did they lose?
Because they were so sunburned because they Golden Truth messed with their tanning beds.
Moving on. And Dean Ambrose. Sorry, so first off, Seth Rollins beat Roman Reigns for the title. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I was verifying that it actually happened,
well,
and I didn't brown out.
It confused me because you said first off, but the Money in the Bank was first. So Dean Ambrose had won Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah, I thought we already mentioned that. I'm sorry. Yeah, Dean Ambrose did win Money in the Bank, and that was a good match.
I disagree.
Really?
Because that match was terrible, because I had to watch Sami Zayn give Kevin Owens a Blue Thunder Bomb onto a ladder, but not a ladder laying flat, like where he would land on the rungs, which already, ew, no, ouch.
Yeah.
I'm not on board.
Yeah.
But the ladder that was sideways.
Ooh, yeah.
No.
That's attempted murder.
You can't do that
in
to
some
a
countries.
Human.
Well, he did.
He did. So, no, I did not enjoy that match one bit. And that's not true. It was a good match. Cesaro doing the jumping off of the ladder, springboard, European uppercut to
Spinning
Del Rio.
European uppercut.
Yeah.
That was
a
insane.
Sick move. Cesaro, if he only could connect with the fans,
I'm going to hit
he would be a great competitor.
Going to hit you.
But yeah, that spot with the bomb onto the, oh my God. I just remember Kevin Owens laid out stretched out and over the ladder.
And just him kind of like, he kind of melted. He just kind of melted off of the ladder because I'm sure his spine was liquid at that point.
He looked like goo at that point, just rolling down the side. He looked like the slime from Ghostbusters 2 sliding down the end. And I swear the look on Sami Zayn's face was almost a look of, what have I done?
He's like, oh no.
When I've I did won, this, but at what cost?
When I did this in ROH, the ladder broke. Their budget is bigger. They have better ladders.
It was a good match, and I think we all didn't want Ambrose to win, more or less, because we didn't want them to hotshot the angle. And we thought, well, there's no way they're going to hotshot the angle. They're not going to have Ambrose come out at the end. That would be stupid. So then Ambrose came out at the end and won the world title.
Which, not to skip over, Seth Rollins pinned Roman Reigns clean.
I think that's the important thing to mention.
There's the only shady aspect of it is there was a ref bump.
Of course.
Reigns hit his spear, but the ref couldn't count the three immediately.
Yeah.
So the spear is still protected as a finisher. There's that clean question.
It was it or wasn't it?
There's that little bit of an asterisk to it.
Yeah, because Roman Reigns, the ref didn't go down for like 5 minutes and they had to wait.
Yeah, no, he was.
He just was a little slower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Rollins countered the spear into a pedigree, which
and
was.
Got a two.
And got it.
And we all went, oh, well, that was really cool. And then he went for a second pedigree.
He hit another pedigree, and we're like, if he kicks out of two straight pedigrees, I'm going to throw something through this TV.
Which, to be fair, I thought he was.
Yeah, oh, no, we
I
all
thought
did.
He was going to kick
no
out of two.
Yeah, no one expected that to happen.
So when they counted the three, I legitimately was surprised and looked at everybody and went, oh, my God, Seth Rollins just won.
Yeah. And then
wait for the music.
Dean Ambrose comes out.
Yeah.
And they kind of bucked the trend of it being a back-and-forth match. With the cash in.
Oh, yeah.
Because for the longest time, it really was like, even after, you know, a huge match like that, they would still counter a finisher. Yeah. And there would be a little bit of a match.
Not this one.
Dirty
Flat
deeds
out clocked
down.
Him in the head, dirty deeds, and then gone.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose finally wins the title, and
legitimately
good for him.
Holds it. Yeah.
Even if it's a short title reign, he deserves it.
And now, this is where I, like, because someone asked me, like, so does this mean you're going to kind of go back on. You're going to jump back onto WWE and
no,
I'm really not. Because I'm going to wait and see how this pans out. If he's champion through SummerSlam and past SummerSlam, then maybe. But this really feels like, okay, we can't have our champion suspended because they knew about the suspension before the pay-per-view.
Right.
Yeah.
This is just a, okay, you get to play with this, but it's really his.
This,
if Roman Reigns becomes champion again at either at Battleground or SummerSlam, I'm still going to be done.
Kind of feels like I've always said that me and the WWE, it's like an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've slapped me a couple times, but then something like this happens where they're like, come on back. I won't do it again.
Yeah.
But you know he's going to do it again.
And so it's
terrible analogy, by the way.
Part of the reason that, I think that they're really hot shot because the triple threat should absolutely be a SummerSlam main event.
It should be a
WrestleMania main event.
It makes no sense to hot shot it so quickly.
It does when you remember that this is going to, the draft is happening.
Right.
So there's no guarantee that all three guys are going to be on the same show.
Yeah.
Speaking of the draft, good segue, by the way. I've got the list here, but Ace is running the show. The draft was announced to happen live on SmackDown.
On SmackDown.
They're really pushing SmackDown.
Because I guess the numbers aren't what USA was expecting.
No, USA is disappointed in the numbers. July 19th is when they're going to have the live SmackDown. Allie and I were confused because when we turned on Raw, they had the podiums there. And who else to come out and talk about this but John Laurinaitis?
They're just doing the thing where they're bringing
old
back.
GMs.
Yeah, because Corporate Kane was back.
Teddy Long
was
holla,
back.
Holla, holla,
holla. Yeah.
That means Kane, Teddy Long, who was next? Vicky?
Yeah, Vicky will be back, I think.
Yeah.
So the other thing that's going to keep me away from WWE forever is if next week the Raw Anonymous GM comes back.
No, they can't do that. They've already announced who it was. It was Hornswoggle.
It was Hornswoggle, who's no longer with the company.
No.
He got released. I don't think they're going to remember that, or they're going to expect us to not remember that. And they're going to hear the chime, and Michael Cole is going to be like, I can't believe this is happening. I'm not going to do it. And then the chime hits again, and he begrudgingly goes up, and it's just magically there's a podium there with
or
the
JBL
laptop.
Will do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it, Michael.
Yeah. So I if they do that, I'm just going to – that's too much.
They can't do
remember
the
Raw
Remember
when
jam.
Vince went
they
on can't. TV and said that, aren't you sick of wrestling shows insulting your intelligence?
Yeah, but that was in the mid-90s when they were about to go out of business.
They need that again.
Yeah, someone needs to put them down. But who? Who?
Today. Unfortunately.
Nobody. He owns everyone. The draft's going to happen on July 19th.
Which Roman Reigns will miss.
Because he will.
He'll still be suspended.
Will they even announce his draft?
See, and that's the thing. It's like, he's clearly going to be like top three.
He has to be.
If he's not number one.
There's no way they're going to push him to the bottom of the card just because of the suspension. No, especially because it's his first.
Yeah.
If this was his second, maybe. Third, gone.
Well, third, he'd be fired. Yeah.
Yeah. But the first, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Boys
yeah.
will be boys.
It's, yeah. It's so, it'll, it, again, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm yeah. not, I mean, it'll be interesting for you all watching it, but because I'm not going to see it. Let me know what happens.
There are certain things that I do like to see because they feel big. Like mm-hmm. the problem with WWE and Raw especially is that nothing feels as important as it used to be. Yeah. But the draft does feel important because this does feel like a turning point in WWE. Mm-hmm. Where are they going to go from this point?
It's the thing is they've done it before and it wasn't good. And now they're rich more than I'm assuming. Like, are you going to want to watch that here?
The draft?
Because I'm assuming I'll be working anyway, so.
I do. I want to see how it goes, especially because apparently they're not doing the random lottery anymore.
Yeah, they're actually doing draft picks.
They're doing draft picks, which it's good and bad. It's good because it makes more sense.
Yeah.
It's bad because.
I hated that draft lottery.
I hated the draft lottery too, but at least with the draft lottery, from a storyline perspective, anyone could go anywhere. Everyone's important. With this, I don't think anyone's going to be clamoring to get Zack Ryder under their show.
And the way they did that the first time they did, is they only did, I think they did the first, like, top 5 or 10.
I think it was 6 or 10, yeah.
It was something like that. They did their, and then everything else was
posted on
WWE.com, so you had to go through. So you really only knew where these 12 people were going, but then they did the real, so it's not like you actually had to see them go, and
we take
I'll take Heath Slater.
Although I would rather see that than what happened to poor Jim Ross. We've said it on the show before. When he was drafted to SmackDown and no one told him, he
until
found out on the air.
His picture showed up on the
look of depression on his face, the sadness,
yeah,
being torn
disgusting.
Away. Say what you will about Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler, but they were friends.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Good friends.
Yeah.
And I don't think Jerry Lawler knew either.
No.
And they both just kind of, okay, see you later.
And then
Michael
Jim
Cole
Ross got
scurried
off
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Cole came in, put his headset on. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Gross.
They've got two rosters to fill now. Mm-hmm. And that's going to lead us into two stories. First off, we're going to tackle, you sent me, this time I remember, you sent me a leaked schedule for the 2016 pay-per-view.
Yeah,
for WWE.
The 2016 calendar.
Yes.
A pay-per-view updated because of now that there are.
Do you have that there?
Can I did. Yeah, I actually have it pulled up right now. Now, this is 100% unconfirmed. This is totally speculative. It's an unconfirmed source. I got it all. It's one of the top posts of Reddit today on r/squared circle.
Actually, Hunter just sent it to us as well.
Yeah. I didn't send it to them because I wanted something to talk about that was a surprise.
Hunter!
It started with the Royal Rumble in January. And then it has all the way through Money in the Bank, Battleground on the 24th. And then it looks like SummerSlam will actually be a joint pay-per-view, and that'll be the next. There won't be another pay-per-view in between them,
right,
which raises the question, why aren't you waiting for the Shield triple threat? And then...
Are you okay?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's blood coming from his eyeball.
Yeah.
He's like one of them lizards.
I don't know how to read this
and
anymore.
And his ear.
This is all in hieroglyphics now.
Hieroglyphics! We'll call Tanner. Him and his Templars can read it. I don't know what that means.
You
want to
call Huckleberry?
The first pay-per-view after SummerSlam, it says network exclusive, is going to be Backlash.
Yes.
And that's going to be a SmackDown event on September 11th.
Boy, and I'm looking at this. There is not, if you go by this listing, mm-hmm. there is not a Raw exclusive network event.
Yes, there is. Right after Backlash is Clash of Champions.
Yeah, but it just says Raw event. It doesn't say network exclusive.
Event time? Wait, what?
I'm looking on the 411 list. They have SmackDown event network exclusive for Backlash. But then Clash of the Champions is a Raw event, but it does not say network exclusive. So I think that's actually going to be pay-per-view as well.
See, but I think that means it's going to be like one of those fancy house shows.
You don't think that it's,
I don't think it's
just that it's non-pay-per-view?
Yeah, because like I said, I really don't, like we were talking about on Sunday, and I'll have to confirm this outside of here, but I really don't think there are pay-per-views anymore. I think it's exclusively, like, you can only watch this on the network.
I think they still do pay-per-view in some
I think, like,
parts.
WrestleMania was one.
Yeah.
I think Royal Rumble was one. Like, the big shows you can.
And the bad thing about this is, like you said, this is completely leaked. This is speculation.
Yeah, this is...
So we don't know any of the exact details.
Yeah, so... But it looks like Raw is also getting Hell in a Cell. SmackDown is getting No Mercy. They're bringing that back, which just remake that game, please.
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 Survivor Series will be a joint show. TLC will be a SmackDown show, and then WWE Roadblock will happen in December, and that'll be a Raw show as well.
I'm kind of okay with this when I read it originally, because I thought that makes sense. You do one pay-per-view and you switch off, mm-hmm. and then you do for the big shows the joint pay-per-views. That's right. How you do it. That makes sense. Except for the months where it's a specific one, there's actually two. So instead of having one pay-per-view per month now, you've got, where is it? September 11th. Yeah. Good day to pick. SmackDown has theirs. Then September 25th, Raw has one. October, SmackDown on the 9th. And then on the 30th, Raw. Survivor Series in November is the only one because it's both brands. And then December has, on the 4th, is SmackDown, and on the 18th is Raw. So now you don't have a pay-per-view every month. On the months that it's not a joint pay-per-view, you have two pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I get that it's a network thing, like you said. Mm-hmm. So you're not spending that crazy amount of money on pay-per-view anymore.
No, they could not get away.
Oh, no way. No way. But it's still, now I feel like, well, God, if we continue our trend of watching the shows here at the store, now we have to come here on two Sundays and watch the pay-per-views.
Yeah. Yeah.
For more terrible booking. And
it's like what happened on the last time. It's just going to lead to a watered-down product. Nothing is going to feel.
That's what
the draft
I'm
itself
about.
Is going to feel important, but everything after the draft is just going to be like waiting for them to unify the titles again.
I disagree with you. I think the first few months are going to be good because I think they're going to put
until
an effort
the injuries start. Happening and they
and
start,
the writing starts getting worse
and they start bringing in the ooh really why are you back to fill the
speaking of you just on a roll man
I know you're welcome
I'm so proud
it
of you
it feels so much more special if you didn't call it out though we were having a moment and then you mentioned it and you ruined it
so. Is it Dave Meltzer right
yeah
okay Dave Meltzer confirms that Kurt Angle was contacted by WWE, and I think Kurt Angle did come out and say that he spoke to Triple H, I believe.
No.
But hasn't spoke to him in a couple weeks, is what Angle said.
Yeah, this was a few weeks ago that this happened. It's also worth noting that Kurt Angle has claimed to be in talks with WWE every week for the last however long he's been working with TNA.
Kurt Angle has been in talks with President Obama.
And this wasn't a, it's
and
also
Jesus.
Very much worth noting that this wasn't a, okay, we want you to come back. This is the capacity you'll fill.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be a wrestler. You're going to be a manager. You're going to be, this was just a, we want to open the door for communication.
Right.
This isn't a, you're definitely coming back. This isn't even, we really want you back. This is just a strictly.
The problem with Kurt Angle is the same reason I don't open those doors with people I know, mm-hmm. because the moment you creak that door open and kind of stick your head and go, hey.
They kick their way in.
They're like, well, do you want me to come out right now? I'll leave right now.
Yeah.
I have nothing happening.
Which I think that's the good thing about if, you know, any potential beef that Triple H and him have is that Triple H will put a stop to that just real quick.
Yeah.
He'll keep that in check real quick. So it's, you know, it's, I would very much like to see him come back in a really limited run, but then switch to the Performance Center.
Yeah.
And just take over as a trainer, a coach. Yeah. Cause every aspect of Kurt Angle will go down as one of the all time greats.
It should.
I'm bummed that he spent so much of his time in TNA where he dominated in TNA, but it's just the curse of TNA during that time period he was there. They never knew how to use anyone correctly.
I'm also bummed that the reason he went to TNA is because he didn't want to get help for himself for abuse problems,
yeah.
substance abuse, and then went to TNA where they just let him, basically.
After WWE went out of their way to say, hey, this is a mutual parting. We just want what's best for Kurt, you know. Yeah, so he's going to take some time off. He's just going to the store to get some cigarettes. He'll be right back.
And instead
and
went to
TNA. And then he just turns his back and, hey, they're going to let me wrestle high. And Jeff Hardy was like, huh, what? What's
Jeff,
that now?
Jeff Hardy met him at the door. Like, I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. But I know a guy.
I'm your guy.
I'm your guy now. Speaking of substance abuse, just a real quick note. Sonny just completed, I believe, 60 days of rehab.
Yeah.
Paid for by WWE.
Yep.
After she blasted them, mm-hmm. put them on blast, talked about
sold her
Hall of Fame ring, did pornography. And really, like, that's part's unimportant to me. It's that she badmouthed the WWE so much and talked about how terrible they are and they won't help her and this and that. And then for what, the 20th time, they've now paid for her rehab and she came out saying, oh, they were so nice to me. They did so well.
Yeah. And hopefully this sticks.
I hope so.
You only want the best for her.
And for anybody.
Oh, no,
we joke about
it. Yeah, that's what I mean. So, you know, hopefully this sticks. It's great that they're, you know, that, it's not a really big publicized thing. Like,
no,
WWE isn't, you know,
they never
like,
announce
hey,
it.
WWE Divas, yeah. former Divas Sunny, Hall of Famer. Like,
you wouldn't
just
know it. She doesn't have the ring.
Yeah. It's just something that they're doing that's good. Like, that's one thing that we can't be snarky or
because they don't have to.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not only do they not have to because they just don't have to, they don't have to especially because you badmouthed
them the way that she,
and made them look bad.
Yeah.
And that they still did it. That is a plus on the side of WWE.
And honestly, like, I kind of wonder if China's unexpected death has any kind of role in that.
Like, maybe they thought they should
do this.
It's
like, you know, we should probably try to make amends with these people that...
Well, actually, China died less than 2 months, hasn't it? I'd have to check the timeline.
I'd have to check the timeline.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either.
Not only has Kurt... I'm going back to the original story. Not only has Kurt Angle been contacted, but there's some surprising names that have been thrown around.
That was the... Like, there was a
like
list...
Like Jeff Hardy.
There was a list that got announced that was debunked. I don't remember who all was on that, but there are one of the other names that Meltzer mentioned. He didn't mention him by name, but he said it would surprise you. If you would have said this time 2 months ago, they're talking to this person, you would have laughed. So Jeff Hardy has been thrown around. Matt Hardy has been thrown around. A lot of CM Punk speculation just for – but I that's one that I don't know.
I know that they're good at fixing bridges that have been burned. Look at – Bruno Sammartino, look at the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
But Punk is a different kind of beast.
Yeah. I wonder if anything, I haven't heard anything that happened in that lawsuit. If anything's been settled or if
maybe,
that's still ongoing. It might still be ongoing.
And if Punk does return, is it part of a settlement? Especially now that they're working with UFC.
See, and that's the thing that really makes people question, like, well, is it that outlandish for Punk to be, possibly coming back? Cause Lesnar has this working deal with UFC now that he's going to fight, use his WWE entrance music.
Yeah.
Boy, do I just want Paul Heyman to, like,
walk him
high out, face Bruce Buffer and do the introduction.
Which, by the way, what is his name? Dana White?
Yeah.
Dana White came out and he said he blasted Ariel
Helwani. Ariel
Helwani's
not a real journalist.
He said he's that
he's going to be, you're going to cry on your podcast. Your kids will see that.
Yeah.
So when he saw LeBron James crying in celebration of him winning the NBA championship, you know, he's just like, oh, your kids are going to watch you.
Yeah.
The Dana White mother.
And he also said that the reason he was so pissed at Helwani was because he almost destroyed a really important deal with WWE. It's interesting the way he worded that because it almost sounds like this isn't a one-time thing of, yeah, you can use Lesnar's music for this fight.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like they're going to do more together.
Yeah.
Which would be cool.
Yeah,
sort of.
Be really surprising, especially given I still want to see the fallout of if Lesnar loses.
Yeah.
Because there's a very real chance Lesnar will lose his fight because Mark Hunt is not someone to take lightly.
No, he's not. He's a great fighter.
And so if WWE acknowledges it all,
yeah,
like if he loses, like if he wins, of course they're going to trumpet it from the rooftops.
Oh, yeah.
But it'll be interesting.
I read on, I think it was 4-1 Mania, someone said, what happened to the Divas Revolution? And somebody replied, I believe it ended when Holly Holm knocked out Ronda Rousey. That put a stop to it real quick. There's you mentioned TNA.
Yeah.
Because I know Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy both on TNA. Were there other TNA names mentioned for this deal? Possibly?
None specifically that I saw. It was a lot of returning WWE guys. Carlito was on the list.
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio was on the list.
Well, he's with
Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground, right?
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see who possibly comes back.
I heard them mention Stevie Richards.
Oh yeah, Carlito, Stevie Richards. Man, I just had that list pulled up too.
Because
Dalton and I were talking about it here, and the thing was like, I want Stevie Richards to come back in his right to censor, and just be like, I won TV. He just points to the TVPG thing in the corner.
I'm just happy Stevie Richards would get work. I've always been a huge fan of Stevie Richards. Love Stevie Richards. Especially after he... I don't want to say that.
JBL?
Yeah.
That
chair shot. I don't want to advocate
that. Was gross.
That. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
But part of the Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy rumors kind of ties in with what happened on this week on TNA because their feud seemed like it would end at their Slammiversary where...
It was the Genesis.
Was it Genesis?
No. It was the Genesis.
Oh.
Isn't that what you said, Asa?
What? No, are you talking about Michael McGillicuddy? The Genesis of Michael McGillicuddy?
McGillicuddy. I'm so glad they've retired the random name generator for stars.
Well, and then on NXT tonight you had One Lorcan.
One Lorcan!
Formerly Biff Busick, Chris Gerard.
All right, yeah. I like No Way Jose.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
That's great. But so what happened on TNA, they had a Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy, Brother Nero and Broken Matt.
Big money Matt. Big money Matt.
Broken Matt now. Because he's broken. Because his obsession. They had a six-sided steel match. Jeff Hardy also won that. So these kind of matches really could lend themselves to being kind of their way out of the company.
Yeah.
If that rumor is true that one or both of them will be leaving.
Which wouldn't surprise me, because if WWE comes a calling and you have a chance to go back and you're right now in a company that just a couple weeks ago might not have even put on a show due to financial reasons, you're going to start looking at a way to get off that ship. It is sinking, yeah. And you are a rat, especially Jeff Hardy, because he is a rat. Bastard. Rat bastard.
I'm not a huge fan.
I never was a huge fan of Jeff Hardy. I always liked Matt better.
And then Matt.
Then Matt went nuts.
Yeah.
Started threatening suicide online, and yeah. Just,
yeah. Ugh.
I'll always remember version one. That's my Matt,
Matt
Hardy.
Matt Facts.
Love Matt Facts.
With Shannon Moore.
Not just TNA, not just Lucha Underground.
Yeah, they're pulling from everywhere.
They're pulling from everywhere, including NXT.
That
seems legit to me. Like, there's no way in hell that they're not going to pull people from NXT to fill these rosters.
Especially if they fold into the pattern of Raw being the show.
Right.
SmackDown being kind of the you're not quite ready for Raw, but you're better that, but you know, you're past the performance center.
Right.
You know, you're past FCW.
So now
a lot of younger guys got introduced on SmackDown coming out of
WWE. Literally is going to go Performance Center, NXT, SmackDown, Raw.
Yeah.
This is like the old WWF video games where you had to progress through the rankings and finally get to the main event show. And that's exactly what this is.
Mm-hmm.
If they start pulling NXT people, who's a couple people you absolutely expect to go? Who do you expect to stay? I think Austin Aries is a lock. He'll go. Samoa Joe, I think, will stay in NXT.
I do too.
I think Balor will finally pull the trigger and they'll pull him up.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I'm wondering about is Shinsuke Nakamura.
I think he'll stay. He'll stay for now.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Bailey's gone, more than likely.
Absolutely.
Asuka will probably stay. Nia's gonna go. Yeah.
I could see Asuka also staying.
I hope so, because I think they'll do better with her on NXT.
I do too. Everyone in NXT will do better in, American Alpha will go.
Yeah. American Alpha definitely.
Revival might even go.
Right.
Once they drop the tag titles.
Bobby Roode, I think, will stay on NXT for a while to introduce him and then pull him off.
A very short while is what I would expect.
He's the hottest free agent. You can't keep him caged up too long.
No.
No. So if they're going to raid TNA, they're going to raid NXT, this is going to be this is going to be interesting. Will these people be on the draft? Will their names pop up? Are we going to see Kurt Angle appear on Raw or something before the draft? Are they going to come in after? It's going to be interesting to see.
There's a July.
I'm actually interested.
The first Raw before the draft, or there's some, I read something interesting. It was like the 4th of July was going to be a Raw.
Yeah, because that's a Monday.
Monday.
You know what else is happening on the 4th of July?
No.
Come into Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway and get 20% off your entire used purchase if you tell the cashier, "I'm thinking about those beans." Also get a can of Bush's baked beans. That's really happening.
Also, one of the first Raws after the draft is in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Which is Angle's hometown. So all of these could be...
I've been to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Wasn't impressed. I wasn't.
I saw
a plane.
Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Yep.
I want to go to Santa Claus, Indiana.
What were we talking about?
Well, we were talking about wrestling.
The best wrestling happens in Santa Claus, Indiana. That's a place, right?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to find... I'm looking for that list of...
names?
Yeah.
While you're doing that, one quick note here as well. We're going to talk about Paige for just one second.
Yeah.
She was, quote-unquote, arrested over the weekend.
There were pictures coming out of Money in the Bank of her in handcuffs being led into some sort of vehicle.
And just like you said before, anytime you hear something about something happening, you automatically assume the worst.
Yeah.
So everybody was saying Paige was arrested. What's going to happen to her?
Yeah.
But she was on Raw,
mm-hmm.
I believe. And turns out that what actually happened is she was out with Alberto Del Rio and another couple accosted them, a drunken couple accosted them.
Yeah.
And they started it.
They then, Paige and Del Rio went to the ushers at this event because it was like a concert or a show or something.
Yeah.
The ushers removed that couple. They kicked them out. They stuck around and waited for them to leave, try to start more nonsense. the police were eventually, like, they called the police or the police were called. Yeah. Apparently, because Del Rio, there was a podcast that got listened that they actually talked to Del Rio, and he pretty much told the story of that's what happened. And then they even went straight to management on Monday and like, hey, this happened. They're like, well, you handled that the best way possible. And they're not in any kind of trouble.
Those people that did it should consider themselves lucky because Alberto Del Rio is a wrestler.
Who is a giant.
Not only that, but he's a legitimate MMA shoot fighter. Yeah. The man fought in UFC, I believe, or maybe it was Strikeforce. I don't know. Cody, you're my fact checker. Let me know. But yeah, Del Rio, I forget what he wrestled on. I think it was like
Mil Mascaris
Jr., I think, or Don Caras or something.
Or Dos Caras.
Yeah, something like that. I'm sorry I'm getting these names wrong. You have to understand, we're both very tired. We're all very tired. But yeah, he was a legit MMA fighter. So the last person you want to pick on is Del Rio.
Yeah, just, what are you thinking?
But everything's fine.
Yeah, he was Dos Caras and Dos Caras Jr.
Yeah. I saw him fight.
And El Patron.
El Patron in...
I like El Patron.
Lucha Underground, right?
Yeah.
He didn't shoot fighters that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're fine. Last thing real quick, because we gotta head out of here in a few minutes. Did you ever find that list?
I'm still working on it.
Allie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You look tired.
I am tired.
You're very tired?
I'm always tired.
You are always tired.
Where is this conversation going?
So, while we got a second, Seth Rollins announced for... Not only is he back in WWE, ladies and gentlemen, but even more important... And Allie's excited about this because she's a huge fan of the series. Is she, he, because Seth Rollins is a boy.
He's a girl.
Also, he's a girl. And yeah. Dean Ambrose is also a girl. Seth Rollins is going to be in Sharknado The Fourth Awakens.
I remember whenever you first saw the poster for Sharknado, and you said Sharknado The Fourth Awakens, and I'm pretty sure Ace was there, and Ace was like, that's not a thing. That can't be a thing.
It's very much a thing. They're in Vegas this time.
Yeah, I don't.
Another shark tornado.
And Seth is in it.
This is one of those. This is like Birdemic.
But
the first one was awful, but it caught on because it's kind of a cult thing.
Yeah.
And the first Sharknado was so bad, but it was a cult thing.
And then they just kind of leaned into it, and all these other celebrities.
And that's what it is. Just a big, not even B movie actors. You're talking about like level F.
Yeah.
If Gary Busey is in your film, more than likely this is straight to Betamax.
How?
Gary Busey.
Great. No, that's not what I'm talking about. How great would it be if it wasn't actually Seth Rollins and it was my turtle that was in the movie?
Wait! How great would it be if my turtle snuck out one night while I was asleep, went to Hollywood, and filmed Sharknado 4? Would you not get the residuals from it?
So it was... The names were...
The show.
A lot of these names got debunked. The ones that I know for sure that did get the... Meltzer confirmed were Carlito, MVP and Stevie Richards. MVP was the other big one. And then there's all sorts of rumors about like guys like maybe Crime Time coming back.
Oh my God, that was a weird one. JTG and Shad?
Yeah.
Why would JTG answer that phone call?
Because what else has he done? Are his books selling that well?
Don't you love the guys that didn't get a phone call? Like the ones that just got released?
Like Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes.
Even Hornswoggle.
And Cody Rhodes has another...
He's got a fight.
He's got another match coming up in August.
Is it Jushin Thunder Liger?
Jushin Thunder Liger, which that'll be a... It's like Northeast Wrestling. It's not like a big company, but...
I love Jushin Thunder Liger.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I've always have been.
Really good match with Tyler Breeze in NXT.
Yep. He was one of the first people, you know, when they put out the old SmackDown games, mm-hmm. he was one of the first people I would make because they would always give you the parts for him. Mm-hmm. From the look to the wrestling, like the dude is legit.
Like, legally we can't have him, but here's all of his moves and everything.
Here you go.
Yeah.
And then you saunter off.
MVP, Crime Time, and then another, the big rumor is mostly because of the WWE 2K17 marketing, but Goldberg could be coming back you have to assume it would be almost like a Brock Lesnar deal.
At least a one-off.
Real limited one-off match. Yeah.
I think we talked about this. I'm fine with. I saw him in the commercial. If that's any indication of the shape he's in.
Yeah, he looks great.
He looked great. He looked like a beast. A little older, of course, but look at Sting. Sting did he did a good run.
And look at Sting's last few matches in TNA versus when Sting was wrestling Triple H and Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
He turned him, like,
he cared.
He looked a lot better.
Yeah, he got, especially the Rollins match.
Oh, that Rollins
match. When I saw the Sting versus Triple H match, it definitely looked like two guys that were past their prime just going at it. But when he fought Rollins, I mean, I believed that Sting belonged in that ring with him still. Yeah. He was going.
Looked great.
So I have no doubt that because Goldberg was never a great wrestler to begin with. It's not like Goldberg was a technical masterpiece.
No, I mean, he
was a powerhouse.
He was. But at the same time, like that, look at that match with William Regal, where Regal was going to teach him a lesson.
The infamous match where he stretched him out for 20 minutes when it was supposed to be a squash.
Yeah. But Goldberg held his own. Like, he didn't, it wasn't like an embarrassment.
Right.
You know, it's so.
That's what it was supposed to be.
It was, but he kept it from happening. So props
more to, embarrassing is when Goldberg confronted Chris Jericho backstage in WWE and Jericho put him on the ground.
Yeah.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. All right. Ace, so we got to head out of here. Before we go though, we want to talk about one last thing. We didn't mention this on the show last night. We were very sad. Over the weekend, Anton Yelchin passed away. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know who Anton Yelchin is, he's a great actor. He was in a couple of good movies that were made better because he was in them. Odd Thomas, Charlie Bartlett was really good.
Yeah.
He was in the Star Trek movies as the young Chekhov, mm-hmm. or the new Chekhov, I guess you would say. Died in a complete freak accident. We will not make fun of it. I just want to mention that.
It was something we were going to talk about last night, but got...
But got distracted. And we started rambling. So we want to mention that. We also forgot, and I don't know how we missed this. We forgot to mention that.
We saw it because we talked about it before the show. It just, it didn't make its way. Like, for whatever reason, we
get bogged down with all these other things we talk about. We ramble. Chris Warren passed away, about a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It was before last week's show because I remember thinking we should talk about it and then we just didn't get to it.
Forgot to.
Yeah.
Lead singer of the DX band. You remember the guys that did My Time? The Triple H's original theme music. They did the DX theme, obviously, which is the most famous piece.
Right.
Did a lot of music for WWE. He passed away. Mm-hmm. Also very sad. And I'm not going to make a joke about it, but if you're Triple H,
that's a rough year
he's having. Lemmy, China, Chris Warren. Mm-hmm. That's just, I feel for the guy. I really, really do.
2016 is, not good. I wanted to bring back the old bit of the week, but SportsCenter.
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job tonight.
Did we? I don't know.
Yeah, we did all right. All right, guys, we're out of here.
Feed me more.
We'll see you next week on another exciting episode of Pro Wrestling Z. No, Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
PWU. Pro Wrestling Z. Is that the one that's done after the fact? Like, we've already done it. Now we have to go back and redo it.
And re-talk about it. No, then we'll do that show. We'll call it Aftershocks.
Let's do a reaction show to our pro wrestling.
That'll be next. This is a 2-hour episode. The next hour is mostly us just kind of babbling, which is completely different from the regular show.
Right. We bring in Jesse and Lindsay and Tanner, and they do their reaction show to us, and then we do the reaction show to Tanner Thursday.
Yeah.
And Nerd Up.
Yeah. I'm sure that would be a fun show. Wait, Lindsay and Tanner are going to be here? All right, Allie, you got to go. All right, well, on that awkward note, let's wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening. Tomorrow we got Tanner Thursday. We're going to have an exciting show. We don't know the topic yet, but Lindsay's working on it. I told her to pick one. Yes, Cody's got sports on the weekend, and then back next again. Oh, my God. I can't stop.
Remember when you made fun of me because I couldn't talk?
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
I'm so excited to talk about Injustice 2 on Sunday.
Monday.
Wink. I don't care. We're going to talk about it, and I'm...
Fine. Injustice 2, they're going to talk about it on Nerd Up. We're going to start this whole thing again next week. Thank you guys for listening. We always appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for Tanner Thursday, and enjoy your weekend. Allie, to make up for yesterday, please take us out.
Meh.